From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The FBI, state and local authorities are investigating another killing of a prosecutor in Kaufman County, Texas. Sheriff David Burns says the body of the district attorney and his wife were discovered yesterday at their home about 20 miles from Dallas.
We proceeded to that scene and did find the district attorney, Mr. McClellan, and his wife, Cynthia, deceased at that time. They both had been shot.
2 months ago, one of McClellan's assistants was found shot to death a block from the office. There's been no arrest in that case. Officials say they don't know yet if the deaths are connected. There's word a deal is close on legislation that would overhaul the country's immigration system. NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports some members of the so-called Gang of Eight senators working on a compromise are signaling that legislation could be introduced this week.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says a basic agreement has been reached on every major policy issue. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the Democrat said he hopes the full Senate will vote on the bill by May.
First, people will be legalized. In other words, not citizens, but they'll be allowed to work, come out of the shadows, travel. Then we will make sure the border is secure, and we have specific metrics that are in the bill. I'm not going to get into what they are, to make sure that that happens.
Schumer's optimism follows a compromise reached late Friday between the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO, two groups long at odds over how to overhaul the nation's immigration system. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News.
Malian troops backed by French forces have clashed with Islamist fighters who've returned to the city of Timbuktu. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Islamist militants have launched a series of attacks since France drove them from the north of Mali in January.
The Al-Qaeda-linked Islamists who controlled the ancient Saharan city before French and Malian soldiers recaptured it in January have returned, blending into the population to launch attacks. Several suicide attacks in the past days have killed rebels and Malian soldiers. At least three Malian soldiers were injured in Sunday's fighting in Timbuktu, and residents were forced to take shelter indoors. The attacks reflect the challenge of securing Mali as France prepares to reduce its troop presence. President François Hollande said France will reduce its troop numbers in Mali to 1,000 by the end of the year, down from 4,000 at present. Security will be passed to an ill-equipped Malian army and a more than 7,000-strong regional African force. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Nigerian military says its soldiers raided a house in the northern city of Nano today and killed 14 suspected Islamist extremists. The Islamist sect Boko Haram has killed hundreds of people since it began its campaign 2 years ago to create an Islamic state in Nigeria. The group frequently targets Christian churches, especially during holidays. This is NPR News from Washington. Christians around the world celebrated Easter today. Kamila Banasz traveled from Poland to attend Easter Sunday Mass in Jerusalem. She says it was worth the trip.
We came here like Christians, Catholic people, to touch the rock, to visit the empty tomb of Jesus today, to be sure to can see this place today like empty and to be sure he resurrected last night.
Pope Francis celebrated his first Easter Mass today in St. Peter's Square. The Vatican estimates that more than 250,000 people attended. In his Easter message, the Pope called for peace in the Middle East. The teams left in the NCAA men's basketball tournament will be whittled down further today. Half of the Final Four is set. Syracuse and Wichita State have already qualified this weekend. NPR's Mike Pesca previews today's games.
Now that Syracuse's Jim Boeheim has brought his orange to the national semifinals, he becomes one of four coaches to reach the Final Four in four different decades. Dean Smith is on that list, so are two coaches who face each other today. Mike Krzyzewski, coach of Duke, has won four national titles. His opponent, Rick Pitino of Louisville, has one. The two legendary coaches have 17 Final Four appearances between them. Louisville has been the most dominant team this tournament, but Duke is one of the few opponents that could match the athleticism of the Cardinals. The winner of that game will face Wichita State. Syracuse faces the winner of today's game between Florida and Michigan. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
In that game, in the second half, Michigan is leading Florida at 67-44. That's now in the second half. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.